Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Ryan Walters is a public school teacher and fighter for rural schools. The attacks against Ryan, well, they're just crazy. He won't hurt rural schools. He's one of us. Ryan Walters grew up in McAllister, taught history for 8 years at McAllister High School, and was even a state teacher of the year finalist. Ryan supports Governor Stitt's teacher pay raise and helped make Oklahoma teachers the highest paid in the region. During COVID, Ryan made sure our schools were open and our kids were safely in class where they belong. Ryan will reject any Biden administration effort that doesn't align with our values. I'm voting for Ryan Walters for state superintendent, and I hope you will too.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by Parents and Students First, Oklahoma, P.O. Box 12612, Oklahoma City, 73157, 804-591-0050, which is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Well, here on Election Day, the governor's race has generated a lot of attention. In the race to the finish line, Monty Tucker, Ron Justice, and founder of Express Ranches, Bob Funk, are encouraging their friends and family to reelect Republican incumbent Governor Kevin Stitt. Oklahoma City State Representative Mickey Dolenz and former Congressman J.C. Watts are encouraging voters to elect Democrat Joy Hoffmeister. Most important thing, folks, just get out and vote. Something to mark on your calendar, the Oklahoma Cattle Women's Association has some exciting events coming up. The Cattlewoman's Regional Meeting is coming up, and I had the opportunity to speak with Cheyenne Sparks, president of the Oklahoma Cattle Women's Association, about what folks can expect.
ANCW has regions all across the United States, and Oklahoma is in Region 4 with Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas. And we like to meet up once a year and have a region meeting where we learn about what's going on in the industry, not just in our region, but nationally. And we're also able to share what each individual state in our region is doing to better serve the cattle community. And that's going to be our homecoming. That's when we get to talk with each other, learn, engage, and share the good news about beef. So we are looking to have that in Oklahoma this coming year in 2023. I'm very excited for us to bring it to our home state and just welcome all of these cattle women from all over. So the region meeting is actually going to be on May 5th. And then we're going to continue the weekend on with an event called our Women in Ranching Education and Development on May 6th, and then have a nice little fellowship on May 7th for everybody before they head home.
Cheyenne tells us a little bit about what the Wired experience will be like.
Wired is my favorite program that the American National Cattlewoman put on, so much so that the Oklahoma Cattlewoman actually adhered that to our own agenda for the Cultivating Cattlewomen series we've had over the past couple of years. And it is for anybody in the beef community that is looking to become more successful and knowledgeable in their operation. Whether you are somebody that is just coming up in college and looking to gain knowledge before you start your own operation, whether you are managing and facilitating your operation alongside your partner, or whether you are someone that is later on in life that is taking on the ranch by yourself for the first time. All ages, all aspects of the cattle community, this event is for you. And it's also a great way to fellowship with your fellow producers. You know, that's what Cattlewomen is all about. We are a voice for women who share a passion for the beef community.
Once again, if you have questions about the regional meeting or the Wired program, or if you'd like to become an Oklahoma Cattlewoman, you can find more information on their website at okcattlewomen.org. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.